From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. Continuing these studies on prayer, Dr. Alan Cairns is examining what we know as the Lord's Prayer to show how God would have His people come to Him in prayer. In the third petition, Christ instructed His disciples to pray, "Thy will be done." As we've seen, the only proper way to pray this petition is in trusting submission to God and His ways. As we focus on the perfections of our Father in heaven, we'll experience real peace in the soul and know the power to live for Him and to serve Him. Dr. Cairns will continue the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to selection from Faith's Checkbook, a devotional collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's selection is called Among the Redeemed. The text is Numbers 23 and verse 9. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who would wish to dwell among the nations, and to be numbered with them? Why, even the professing church is such that to follow the Lord fully within its bounds is very difficult. There is such a mingling and mixing that one often sighs for a lodge in some vast wilderness. Certain it is that the Lord would have His people follow a separated path as to the world, and come out decidedly and distinctly from it. We are set apart by the divine decree, purchase, and calling, and our inward experience has made us greatly to differ from the men of the world. And therefore our place is not in their vanity fair, nor in their city of destruction, but in the narrow way where all true pilgrims must follow their Lord. This may not only reconcile us to the world's cold shoulder and sneers, but even cause us to accept them with pleasure as being a part of our covenant portion. Our names are not in the same book. We are not of the same seed. We are not bound for the same place. Neither are we trusting to the same guide. Therefore, it is well that we are not of their number. Only let us be found in the number of the redeemed, and we are content to be odd and solitary to the end of the chapter. listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If this series on prayer is helpful to you, you may be interested in obtaining Dr. Cairns's book, The Lord's Prayer, which contains the text of the entire series. You may purchase a copy in a number of ways. You may find the book on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Simply go to the website and click on Web Store. If you prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. However you choose to obtain a copy, you're sure to receive a great blessing as you apply these truths about prayer in your own life.
Now, when we focus our attention on the perfections of our Father, we will be able to pray, "Thy will be done." The second thing that this attitude behind this prayer will do is to create real peace in our own soul. When we see the perfections of our God and we say then, "Thy will be done," that will bring a peace to the heart despite all circumstances. It brings a great peace to the soul. Let me give you two extremes. When I was minister in our church in Ballymoney, I had a call one day. When I say a call, I'm using that in the British sense. Somebody came and knocked my door. I didn't really know, except that she lived nearby. And for some reason or other, she'd never been to talk to me. She'd never been in our church. But for some reason or other, she wanted to talk to me that day. She was in deep distress. Deep agony and awful depression. There was a blackness cast across her life, and I began to wonder what can have happened here. As I talked to her, it turned out that this young woman, just barely over 30 years of age, with a beautiful home, we would say well off, though at that point in time with a slight cash crunch crisis. Did I get that right? That's an American one I learned since I came here. But a slight lack of money flowing through the purse at that particular time. But beautiful home, well off, lovely family. Devoted husband who had a great job. Future was rosy. What had her so much in agony? Well, they had just moved into this lovely new home. They'd spent all their money getting everything just right. The furnishings, the carpets, everything was just right. And they just brought in this massive big freezer. And she was so depressed because that month she didn't have the money to fill it. She was honestly depressed. I'm not making light of her depression. It was real. She was as depressed as if her husband were unfaithful instead of faithful. She was as depressed as if she had lost her house and still just instead of just having moved into it. She was depressed as if she were sitting in orange boxes instead of top-rate furniture. She had lost perspective. She was in such depression. No peace. Way out in the countryside, what we called the County Derry, I would set out in my car, go across the River Bann and away out into a little country road. Not more than 1.5 times the breadth of that centre aisle. And I would go up there to a little house that sat on the edge of a field, where there lived an old woman alone. When you went to that door, you rattled it good and hard to make sure the rats would hear you coming and get out of your way before you went in. She was as poor as a person could be. She was almost deaf and almost totally blind. When you went there, you never heard a mourning, a moping, a moaning, a complaining. There was a time when I could go in and sit beside her, draw up my chair beside hers on an old, cracked, dirty stone floor. We could open the Bible and I could read the scriptures she could no longer read herself, and we could talk about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It What's the difference? The difference was in a relationship with God as Father. One had no joy of that, and the other, despite every circumstance, had a peace in knowing her Father ruled it all. As the psalmist said in Psalm 18, verse, as for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He's a buckler to all those that trust in Him. For who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. His way is perfect. I don't understand all that's happening now, but He's making my way perfect. As was said of the Lord Jesus in Mark 7:37, He hath done all things well. And when you recognize that and stay your mind upon the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, your God and your Father, in all His perfections, you can then enter into the promise of Isaiah 26 and verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Thy will be done. It concentrates our attention on the perfections of our Father. It creates a real peace in our own soul. And finally, may I say, it imparts great power to live and serve the Savior. When we can honestly say in faith what Eli said in defeat, we will be liberated to serve our God no matter what our circumstances. Eli said, it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. Now, as Eli said it, that was not really the language of trust. It was the language of just absolute exhaustion. He had made a mess of raising his family. He had made gods out of his unworthy sons and damned their souls in the process. Let it be a lesson to every parent. And now at the end of the day, hearing of their doom, he says, it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. But if we can lift that up to the level of loving, trusting, submission to our God, my, that realization will set us free from the bondage and the tyranny of circumstances, and it will liberate us to serve our God with joy. One of the most harrowing and yet one of the most heartening stories from Scottish covenanting history concerns the family of Richard Cameron, the Lion of the Scottish Covenant. When Richard Cameron was slain at Ayr's Moss, his enemies were not content to kill him, but they cut off the head from the corpse. And then, because Cameron's hands were always noted as peculiarly beautiful hands, they cut off the hands as well to hang them up on public show in Edinburgh. They took the head to the nether bowl and they stuck it on a pike for all to see. But they brought the hands to the prison house and they presented them to Alan Cameron, Richard's father, who was in prison for helping the covenanting preachers. Mockingly they said to the older man, they said to Cameron, do you recognize these hands? And his reply forms one of the brightest pages in Scottish covenanting history. He cried, I know them. I know them. They are my sons, my dear sons. And then he added, it is the Lord. good is the will of the Lord, who cannot wrong me or mine, but has made goodness and mercy to follow us all our days. And far from being defeated, far from being cowed into submission to tyranny, Cameron's spirit was set free the more fully to serve his Savior, and the more to look in the eye his tormentors and say, I will never bow, I will never bend, I will never break. You cannot put bitterness against my God in my heart. Thy will be done. That, my friend, is the spirit of this text. That's a spirit that will not pine, it will not sulk, nor will it give place to reverses or give way under the stress of daily life. It is one that freely will go on to serve God. I don't know why God is allowing this. I can't really read the book of God's decree or God's providence at this time. But I will say, he cannot wrong me or mine. Thy will be done. My friends, it is inevitable that troubles will come. You and I will be perplexed. The question why will often be left hanging in the air. How will we respond? I've said there are four tones of voice in which you can say, Thy will be done. How will you repeat that text? Will it be with trusting, loving submission? Let us pray earnestly. Let us pray honestly for that submission to the all-wise and all-loving purpose of the eternal God, who is our Father, who will never wrong us as he brings us on our way to heaven.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.